Viewpoint, CRTV.
The 2024 edition of the National Guidance Counseling Day was commemorated last Monday, October the 21st, under the theme Guidance Counseling and its Services in Schools. In today's viewpoint, Kelvin Bunda says in the face of rising unemployment and underemployment, guidance counseling has to be given adequate attention in the school milieu.
The nationwide celebration of the Guidance Counseling Day on Monday, the 21st of October 2024, focused on the essential role of counselors in supporting students' academic, emotional, professional, and social development. On the occasion, students were sensitized, particularly to the importance of setting goals, managing stress, making study plans and career opportunities. From the foregoing, it is clear that guidance counseling is more than just a matter of career orientation and choices. Unfortunately, guidance counseling appears not to be given the importance it deserves. While many schools lack guidance counselors, the few dotted in schools across the country are often called upon to teach subjects in which learners are evaluated in official examinations. It is true that the government has been making a sustained effort in training guidance counselors and posting them to schools, even if experts feel that there is an urgent need for specialization. But the major problem is that many parents and students are seemingly not interested in the services of guidance counselors. While parents may have a say in the career choices of their children, it is incumbent on the counselor to determine if the career choices match aptitude and skills. As a matter of fact, most parents have tried to impose their own career choices on their children out of total ignorance, even in cases where some parents effectively know that it is impossible to become a medical doctor, for instance, without having passed well in physics and chemistry. They force their arts-inclined children to do the sciences, and the end result is failure and frustration. Inasmuch as it's good to strive to fulfill one's dream in life, the needs of the job market must as well be taken into account. This therefore calls for a total change of mindset, else our schools will increasingly churn out certificate holders whose certificates may not really serve the desired purpose.
Kelvin Bunda, station manager of the Adamawa Regional Station of the CRTV, editorialist.